Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I rise in favor of Senate Bill 790, and I wanted to make sure that my colleagues realize what we are actually voting on, not what has been described by the three previous speakers. And I would guess that all three, none of them have ever seen a conventional oil well in their careers. But, Mr. Speaker, we are talking about making the law fit the size of the business. Back when Act 13 of 2012 was passed to address a new industry that was coming to Pennsylvania called the Marcellus well industry. The new regime to regulate this huge industry, much higher scale of operation, thousands of trucks, very high pressures of gas, millions of dollars to produce even a single well, a new regime to regulate that industry was necessary. Unfortunately, at the same time that Act 13 was being passed, there was the language in that bill also repealed the Conventional Oil and Gas Act, which had been on the books regulating this conventional industry, this 160-year-old industry in Pennsylvania. So by repealing that act, we were saying these small mom-and-pop, not corporations, the vast majority of the companies that are in the conventional oil and gas industry are mom and dad and maybe a couple of sons that tend a few wells, make some money on the side to be able to maybe supplement other income that their family has to keep bread on the table. And all of a sudden, they were thrown into a new regulatory regime based on the big guys. You can't fit a square peg in a round hole. You can't regulate these small mom-and-pop operators with the same regulations that govern a much larger, much different industry, which is the Marcellus industry. So since that time, three times, the General Assembly has passed a bill telling DEP that there must be a separate regulatory regime. Unfortunately, because there is no law in place with language on which to base those new regulations for the new and separate regulations for the conventional industry, DEP has continued to come forward and say, we are going to use the same regulations. We may call them something differently, but essentially the same, and it doesn't work. It doesn't fit. It's not appropriate. It will completely end this industry, which is struggling anyways. As a quick number, before Act 13, I believe there were 4,500 wells, conventional oil and gas wells, drilled in Pennsylvania in the years prior to Act 13. Since then, we're down to maybe 100. So from 4,500 new wells to 100 conventional new wells. We have two refineries that completely depend upon Pennsylvania-grade crude oil that these small mom-and-pop operators produce, and they are struggling to find enough crude to run those refineries and in fact keep the hundreds of jobs that surround those refineries. So what we're talking about here is a simple concept. We are going to have very strict negotiated regulations that will be more appropriate for the conventional oil and gas industry. This has been an ongoing discussion between DEP and folks who would be under that regulatory regime. Many compromises were made. This is not a perfect bill. I think in many respects, it still is much too burdensome for these small operators. But in the end, we need to have something on which to base appropriate regulations. This General Assembly has three times said in the past that they should be separate. This gives a basis for those new separate regulations to be developed. And I ask my colleagues to support this common sense, although very, very strict, but common sense bill to allow for regulation of the conventional oil and gas industry, which is located, by the way, in the most pristine, clean, green, and environmentally best places in the entire state, the northern tier of Pennsylvania, where those who are against the industry like to go and take their vacations, fish, use our waterways, drink our very clean water, all those things where an industry has existed for 160 years. So I ask my colleagues for support of this common sense legislation.